This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Friday, February 20th, 2015. I'm David Knight. I'm your host this hour. We're going to be taking your calls at 800-259-9231. We're going to pretty much open this up to any topic. We were talking in the last hour to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, who was basically kept from speaking in Australia. First, they had strident calls for the immigration department there to not allow her to get into the country, to bar her from the country. When they failed to do that, they started having bomb threats at the various venues where she was going to speak, so they essentially canceled her being able to talk about vaccines, about science, about your informed consent, because that's fundamentally what it's about. That is the substrate. If we lose the concept of informed consent, then we have lost everything in this country. We are no longer anything but slaves and guinea pigs to the government. That was a vital part of the Nuremberg Code, to say that this happened because they ignored informed consent. And we know how this is going to play down if we allow the big business interests as well as the authoritarians in government to make these kind of demands on us. We also have, of course, the FCC, which is trying to expand its jurisdiction, trying to get control of the Internet. Now, they say that it's there to keep the Internet open and free, to preserve net neutrality. That's not what it's going to be. It's going to be about a shutdown of the Internet. They know that they're losing the information war. They want to shut down the information just as they wanted to keep Dr. Tenpenny from speaking in Australia. We had a special report last night from Leanne McAdoo on the Nightly News. I want to play this about what's really going on behind the scenes of the plans to shut down the Internet, the secret plans to shut down the Internet. Here's that report.
So just what is Obama's proposed net neutrality plan? Well, that's the problem. Nobody quite knows for sure. The FCC has made it clear that they will not release the 332-page plan to regulate the Internet until after the agency votes on it. Other times we've heard this, we've got to pass it to find out what's in it. It hasn't really fared well for the American consumer. Now, one of the FCC commissioners, Ajit Pai, has gone rogue. He's been publishing a few articles in recent weeks. These are press releases that other FCC leadership has moved to block. And he's basically warning citizens and lawmakers that this net neutrality is a bad deal. Pai writes, "While the plan contains no shortage of regulations, the most problematic may be the new Internet Conduct Rule. It's a vague rule that gives the FCC almost unfettered discretion to micromanage virtually every aspect of the Internet, including the choices that consumers have for accessing it. This includes restricting service plan options, including unlimited online streaming, as well as low-price, prepaid voice plans, which are used by millions of low-income households. When consumers have more choices, they can find lower prices. But the FCC wants to do away with anything but one-size-fits-all plans. Think of it like how all of your health insurance plans now include prenatal care, even if you're a 75-year-old retiree. Allowing for new business models is critical to promote competition. How can we expect entrepreneurs to stand out from their competition if they aren't able to compete with a standardized plan? Clearly, the president's plan is only going to benefit the existing internet giants. But the issue is, the internet isn't broke. We don't need the president to fix it. Pai says the internet is an unparalleled success story. It is a free, open, and thriving platform for civic and political engagement, economic growth, educational opportunity, entertainment, and much more. It has made the United States the epicenter of innovation. Plus,
all right, you can see the rest of that report up on Alex Jones's YouTube channel, an example of government overreach. Yet again, we see secret plans that we're not allowed to know what it is until they pass.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in. In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'll be your host this hour. We're going to go to your phone calls in just a moment. That number is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. We're pretty much going to keep this open topics. Before I go to the phone calls, I want to just go over some of the victories that we're having because, yeah, we're up against the wall. As Dr. Sherry Tenpenny said, they're trying in most of all the states, trying to enact mandatory vaccination schedules. We need to understand that we really, though, can have an impact. And we can see how this is playing out in a number of areas. We've had success in terms of shutting down the federal government in terms of drug prohibition. And some of the liberal states and some of the conservative states were having success in terms of shutting down encroachments on the Second Amendment. Of course, they're coming for the full enchilada. They're coming after the First Amendment as well. That's what all these attacks on the Internet are about that we just heard that report from Leanne McAdoo. The fact that they are doing this secretly, they're not showing what they're going to do to the FCC, although some details, as she reported, have leaked. We see, though, that we've had a lot of victories just in the last few weeks on the Second Amendment. Here's one example. This is from shallnot.org. By a 5-1 vote, there's been a bill passed in Arizona to reject federal gun control. This is passed in committee. This is going on. So this is a Senate committee. This is going on to the full House and Senate. So you need to be aware of this and to support this. Now, we've seen the South Dakota House just pass a constitutional carry bill this last week. Be aware of what's happening in your area. This is where you can really have an effect at the state level. If you connect up with people who are interested in the same kinds of freedom issues that you are, whether it's maintaining informed consent, whether it's establishing and maintaining your right to keep and bear arms, you can have pressure. You can help to put pressure on these legislators, but we do have some good legislators who are doing the right things. As I point out, 5-1 vote in Arizona to to reject federal gun control. And what they would do in this bill, it would prohibit any state agencies or employees from enforcing or even assisting in the enforcement of any new federal act, law, order, rule, or regulation that would restrict gun ownership of personal firearms within Arizona. Now, they point out in this article that this is similar to one that was signed into law in Idaho last year. So we've already gotten that fully passed in Idaho. Same thing, to stop the federal government from encroaching on our personal liberties, recognized by the Constitution, prohibited from the federal government is prohibited from infringing on those rights by the Second Amendment. Nevertheless, they still try to do it, but we can shut them down at the state level. That's what Ron Paul was talking about when he was talking about de facto secession. He was talking about nullification. He was talking about shutting down these encroachments, these violations of the Constitution at the federal level, shutting them down at the state level. So this is something that passed into law in Idaho last year. It was passed by the Montana House this month. So we've got a couple of bills that are in the works there. Listen to what's going on in Texas. We just had the new governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, in his first State of the State address, said this: "Let me briefly follow up on a word I mentioned a moment ago, liberty. In a single word, it encapsulates what this country stands for, what Texas symbolizes." And then he goes on to say, "I will expand liberty in Texas by signing a law that makes Texas the 45th state to allow open carry." Open carry. We can get concealed carry, but open carry is prohibited here in Texas with pistols. So guess what? Sheriff Woody is finally going to get a gun for that empty holster of his right here in Texas. But that's the way it should be. That's the way it should be. We got a good governor, hopefully, that's going to be with us on a lot of liberty issues. I like what he had to say there. We see a report from Breitbart saying that a researcher has come back and pushed back against people who are saying that, no, defensive use of guns isn't anywhere near what you said. We had a researcher who years ago, as part of the National Self-Defense Survey, his name is Gary Kleck. He's a professor at Florida State University. He's a criminology professor. He has pushed back now on people pushing back on his research. He did research and found that what he said was a minimum of 760,000 defensive uses of guns annually. He was criticized on these findings that went back to 1997, 98, and 2001. They refuted those criticisms at the time, and now Politico comes back and pushes against that yet again. And so he points out the case behind his statistics yet again. He said, "Survey respondents are actually underreporting crime victimization experiences." He said, "Consider this. In the early 90s and the mid-90s, when he was looking at this data, he said respondents who used a gun defensively not only had to admit using the gun, but in most cases they had to admit to a degree of criminal behavior in as much as they had the gun with them in a public place before concealed carry was as widespread as it is today. In other words, a lawful use of a firearm was more likely to be carried out by someone who possessed the firearm in a manner for which there was not legal sanction. So therefore, those people were reluctant to talk about it." So he said, yeah, we found 760,000 cases of defensive uses of guns. It was far underreported from what really happened. So we see a lot of good movement here on this. We're winning the argument. We're winning in state legislators, such as late state legislatures. But we've got California again on the wrong side. California, we've got a law that was signed by Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger back in 2007. He signed a law that would go into effect in 2013. And listen to what this would do. This would essentially require that all handguns manufactured after 2013 would include firing pins that were capable of stamping each and every shell with a unique and traceable mark. Now, they didn't have any technology to do that in 2007. They still don't have any technology to do that in 2015. And so for the last couple of years, it's been a de facto prohibition of all new guns being sold in the state. This is what Smith & Wesson said in a statement. It said, a number of studies have indicated that micro-stamping is unreliable, it serves no safety purpose, it is cost prohibitive, and most importantly, it's not proven to aid at all in preventing or solving crimes. Nevertheless, California is pushing on with this. So now this case is being challenged on a constitutional basis before a judge, saying this is nothing than a thinly veiled attempt to abridge the freedom that we have as human beings to protect ourselves, a freedom that is recognized in the Second Amendment to the Constitution. So that is before a judge. But, you know, the reality of it is, whether it's on banning all handguns with this silly little fantasy device that is nothing but science fiction, as they point out, it's never existed, it can't be made, banning that because they don't have this science fiction device on them. It's the same thing that they're doing in California, saying they're going to get rid of the personal belief exemption. That is simply their way of saying they're going to get rid of informed consent. It would sound pretty authoritarian if they said they were going to get rid of informed consent, so they change it to something else. Let's go to Michael in Florida. Michael, you want to talk about vaccines?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
Hi. I'm Michael.
Yes, you're live.
I am?
Yes, you're live.
Michael,
go ahead.
From Florida.
Yes.
I just want to point out to you the article that you talked about the FDA and the clinical trials. I read that complete article on the 18th of February, and something I'd like to point out to you and your listeners. By the way, I hope you and your family and staff are well. What I'd like to point out is that out of the 600 clinical case studies that they did, they could only find 100 of the 600 that they did that they could tie the pharmaceutical company to. In other words, they redacted so many.
Yes, that's very important. Heavily redacted, just like it was some kind of an NSA document. Did you say you wrote that article or you read it?
No, I did not write. It was actually, the article was February the 18th on Zero Hedge. And it was posted 18:30, which is 6:30 p.m. And they actually, not only did they cover up, they actually made sure the pharmaceutical company names were not involved in the FDA reports.
Yes, so, that's what we're talking about in terms of regulatory capture. People think, hey, you know, the science is finished on this. And it's like the science hasn't even been done. We're not being allowed to see the results of the science. And when they do studies, and the studies, as we see in this case of this FDA article, as you're pointing out, when the studies show that something is dangerous and unproven, you've got their buddies in the FDA who really work for the pharmaceutical companies. They've been captured by the pharmaceutical companies. It's regulatory capture. They cover up this. They redact it as if it was some kind of a national security secret, because really, I guess it is because national security, the nation is essentially run by these giant corporations, pharmaceutical companies, banks, and others like that. They essentially run the government. So I guess it is a question of national security. It's the security of their profits, isn't it, Michael? Okay. Let's go to Jason in Texas. Jason, you want to talk about vaccines? Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, David. There's an event on March 4th put on by Vaccine Advocacy called the Immunization Partnership, and it's going to be at the Texas State Capitol. And the information says, as an immunization stakeholder, you play an important role in the legislative process to keeping legislatures informed and prepared to act on key issues. Join TIP and immunization stakeholders from across the state as they educate lawmakers about immunization.
That's yeah, when they're talking about stakeholders, this is coming from the industry, isn't it?
Oh, it's 100%. It's a lobby
group. Wow, that's very important. People need to be aware. Thank you so much for making us aware of that. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Again, if you want to call in on any subject, it's 800-259-9231. We've got open lines and open subjects today.
Attention Alex Jones listeners, when you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to Alex Jones unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-562-5136. Try it now to listen to Alex Jones 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-562-5136. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear Alex Jones untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-562-5136.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of four per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. KD Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
The Alex Jones Show. We're taking your calls this hour. That number is 800-259-9231. We're going to go back to your calls in just a moment. First, a couple of quick news items. The number of corporations in the U.S. has hit the lowest level seen in 40 years. 40 years. The Tax Foundation's report titled America's Shrinking Corporate Sector says there's a million fewer corporations than there were in 1986. It's because of economic and regulatory burdens. And guess what? That's by design. The large companies, we've been talking about the FDA regulatory capture, how the FDA, the CDC work with the pharmaceutical industry, protecting them. Well, of course, the other part of this is that most of the large corporations have embraced the government regulations that will keep out their competition, will shut down their competition. Whether it's taxes or regulations, they seem to be able to escape these taxes and regulations. We said Merck got $2 billion in the second quarter of last year, paid no taxes. That's the way it works. But it also works when they get their industry regulated. They somehow seem to be able to sail through these regulations, just like the vaccine companies don't have to worry about lawsuits from the people that they damage with their product. You know, this is a serious thing because it's a factor of the American dream dying. The American dream was never about having a home mortgage. And that's really what's been sold to most people. The American dream was about starting your own business, and that's being shut down because of the economic situation, but mainly because of the burdens that have been placed on us predominantly by the federal government. Another article, Switzerland is flexing its parliamentary muscle, scrutinizing HSBC. Of course, this is in tax dodging efforts, but also there is the money laundering issues that have been scrutinized by that HSBC was essentially given a slap on the hand by the Eric Holder Department of Justice. And guess what? The person that Obama has nominated to take his place, Loretta Lynch, was very much involved in that decision of just giving the big banks the pass and saying essentially that they were too big to jail. It was the Eric Holder administration of the Department of Justice that said there's nothing, no interest of the public's in sending any of these people to jail. Let me tell you something. They would send any other person to jail in a heartbeat, just not the people who are running the big banks. And in other banking news, we see that this crisis that's going on in the EU over the Greek debt that was being negotiated yesterday. And, of course, Germany vetoed the idea that Greece would be given a six-month extension. And as part of that discussion, as it was being live-blogged by The Telegraph in the UK, they pointed out that the European Central Bank was forced to deny reports that it had discussed capital controls. You understand what that's about. That's about saying you can't move your money. One of the things that came out in this report, they said the ECB has moved to increase its cap on emergency support for lenders. This is not guaranteed until after the end of the month. So they're going to continue to emergency support for lenders, but at the end of the month, they are not going to do that. So things are really coming to a head. There's a real animosity building between the nation of Greece and Germany. They seem to be at loggerheads over this. Alan Greenspan believes that Greece is going to exit the EU. If that happens, if that sets a precedent, what's that going to do for the rest of the EU? We've got a lot of political movements throughout Europe that are wanting to get out of the EU. And, of course, the EU is a very important part of global government. They created the EU. They created NAFTA, these trading organizations, these consolidations. These are all part of a stepping stone. And the next step in the stone is to unite these organizations with the transatlantic, with the trans-Pacific partnerships. What happens, though, if those blocks that they have created start to unravel? I don't know. We'll have to see. Let's go to Peter in Washington. Go ahead, Peter.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're on. Go ahead.
Okay, fine. I'd like to talk about two. I agree with most of your practical issues, maybe all of them, but not with some of the historical. And the one I want, many of the historical, and I want to discuss the Smedley-Butler issue. Butler claimed that there were a lot of rich people in New York that were planning in 1934 to overthrow Franklin Roosevelt and set up a fascist dictatorship.
Yeah, Prescott Bush or Preston Bush, George Bush's father was one of the ringleaders that he identified. Go ahead.
Stein, who was the co-chairman, was a NKVD agent and received $1,000 a month, which was good money back then. Here's the thing.
Hang on. I'm sorry to do this to you, but we're coming up to a hard break. I'll hold on through the commercial, and we'll come back to you right after we come back. Stay with us, Peter in Washington. We've also got coming up Karen, Terrence, Steve, and others. We'll be right back with your calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When an emergency happens, you could be left to fend for yourself and your family. An outbreak of contagious disease can happen anywhere. Because we're faced with more diseases than ever before, we need a better solution than ever before. Fortunately, there is a simple, effective way to protect yourself. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. And it's powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is effective against more than 500 different disease-causing pathogens without encouraging drug resistance and without side effects. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported and is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the code SILVER2015 for 30% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nation Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLive.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nation Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
It's the top of the season. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host, and we're taking your phone calls. The number is 800-259-9231. We're going to go back to Peter in Washington in just a moment. He wanted to make a point about Smedley Butler, I think, about the coup that he said that Smedley Butler reported was going to happen. Of course, Smedley Butler was a Marine general who spoke out quite eloquently about the military-industrial complex, about how he felt he had been misused by the military-industrial complex, by the United Fruit Company, for example. He said, I wasn't fighting for the freedom of America. I was fighting all these wars and conflicts I've been involved in for the United Fruit Company. So we're going to go back to Peter in Washington real quickly before we do this hour. The Alex Jones Show is brought to you by the products we sell at InfoWarsLife.com. We have several specials in the month of February. We've got a kind of a Valentine special, a super male and super female vitality for the month of February. 20% off. Also, you'll find 15% off ProPure water filters. And if you buy two Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine You'll get one of our new product, Ancient Defense, for free. That's buy two Survival Shield X2, get one Ancient Defense for free. You'll find all that at InfoWarsLife.com. Let's go back to Peter in Washington. Peter, sorry we got to the break. You were just building up to the point you wanted to make about history, about Smedley Butler's claims about the patriarch of the Bush family being involved in a coup. Go ahead.
Yes, I don't like the Bushes, but I don't believe in liars and communists getting away with anything. The claim that was made was that these men were going to finance an army of 500,000 bonus marchers to go and overthrow Roosevelt. That was ridiculed widely for good reason. First of all, these smart men, either knew, believed, or suspected that the Bonus Marchers was a communist organization. And at that time, the communists did hate Mussolini. Secondly, FDR, you know, he was probably plotting war against Hitler, but not a Mussolini. In fact, FDR's first program, the NRA, the National Recovery Act, was openly modeled off of fascist principles. In 1934, Mussolini was an enemy of Hitler. When the first time the Austrian Nazis attempted to overthrow that government there, he sent his army to the border in support of the existing Austrian government. His French.
Well, I agree with you. I think there's a lot of different ways that these things have been used. And of course, communism itself was set up by bankers. They sent Lenin on a train to start his revolution. They put him on a train from Switzerland with $10 million in gold sealed in there. He was sent on his way by the head of the German Central Bank. And, of course, that guy's brother was working to establish the Federal Reserve at the same time in the United States. So, you know, we shouldn't be captured by these different ideologies, and I'm not a communist either. I was very sympathetic to the bonus marchers. I still feel that when the government tells veterans that they're going to give them something, they need to make good on those promises, and I think they had a legitimate beef. Smedley Butler was speaking to them. I've seen the clips of him speaking to them. I think it was absolutely an outrage that they would betray these people. I think Smedley Butler realized that he had been betrayed multiple times. I don't know what he felt about economics. I think a lot of people will look at the abuses of large corporations and banks and take that to an incorrect extreme and say the problem is capitalism. No, the problem isn't capitalism. It's not free markets. The problem is corporatism. The problem is governments that are captured by corporations and used by corporations. And so I think a lot of people misdiagnose the solution to it. But that's possibly what happened there. Appreciate that, Peter in Washington. Let's go to Karen in Texas. Karen, go ahead.
Hi, David. This is about vaccines. I just wanted to make people aware of that there's a bill in Congress. It's House Resolution 117. It was introduced last week by Representative Adam Schiff from California, and it's now in committee. But the title of it is Recognizing the Importance of Vaccinations and Immunizations in the United States.
What a surprise that would come from somebody in California that where they don't respect individual freedom in any way, shape, or form. I'm sorry, go ahead. That's H.R. 117 that's been introduced?
Yes, last week, a week ago. And a couple things in there that people can go read it themselves on the Internet, but it's to affirm that vaccines save lives and are essential to public health, economic, and national security.
Yeah, economic security of pharmaceuticals, yeah. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, it's funny. But
well, you know, the danger of that, Karen, is that they're going to put this in and say, well, you know, we agree that vaccines are safe, effective, necessary for economic and national security. When they put that in, then they're going to refer to that and say, therefore, we have to mandate these things without your informed consent. That's a very dangerous aspect of that. Thank you for pointing that out to us. That's H.R. 117. Was there anything else you wanted to say about that?
I wanted people to hear, and it recognizes the lack of vaccination can cause a public health crisis and that there is no credible evidence to show that vaccines cause life-threatening or disabling diseases in healthy children or adults. Now, my daughter has been disabled by a vaccine, so I know from personal experience that is not true.
Yes, yes. And we know from their own studies that it's not true. We know that we can just look at the bogus vaccine court and the billions of dollars that they paid out there to protect in that kangaroo court process to protect the pharmaceutical companies. That is a very dangerous bill. Thank you for pointing that out to us, Karen. That's H.R. 117. That's in the U.S. Congress. It's been introduced by some communist from California, some authoritarian from California who wants to ram this down people's throats. It's a very important thing to stop that, the idea that vaccines are necessary, that there's nothing harmful about them, and that we have to force this. They're laying the groundwork right there for a mandatory vaccination. It's a full-out campaign. This is as much of a campaign as any gun control campaign that they ever did. This is setting the stage for a medical tyranny. We need to understand that. And we need also go to the website that we were given by Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and I don't have that that website here anymore, but it'll be up on the video as we post it on YouTube. That will let you know what's being done at your state level. I think you'll have much more effect at shutting it down at the state level. And we need to start understanding that we can shut down these kind of federal tyrannies at the state level. Thank you, Karen. Let's move on to Terrence in Canada. Terrence, go ahead.
Hey, David.
Hi.
Hey, I wanted to make a point since the caller was talking about history. RT America posted an article of how the German puppet government put out new revised editions of the Mein Kampf, Hitler's book, right? And it's sad that how Germany has become a complete that country has been completely controlled. It's completely destroyed from what it was. Because I remember back when Hitler came into power, like Germany was completely bankrupt, and he eventually devised a national credit program. And
What did they change about Mein Kampf? So they put out a revised a historical version of that. What did they change about it?
Pardon me?
What did they change? You said they changed Mein Kampf. They put out a revised version of it. What did they change?
They revised it. I think they revised it and put a lot of anti Hitler into it in his new Mein Kampf. That's what I saw on RT America.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah, I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. So because what people don't understand is that. And I'm not pro-Hitler or anything, but he was better than the commies or the capitalists. Even though he was put in place by the very same people. He worked for the very same people. But he hated the Zionist Jews that controlled the banks because they were.
Yeah, I don't know that he was any better than the communists. I think they were both put in place by a lot of the same people, the bankers. But, I don't know. Did you want to make a comment about vaccines?
Yes, I did. Actually, I had 2 points. The doctor came on, Sherry, I think her name is Sherry. I can't remember her name. She made a point about, the flu shots, and that I don't think too many people know this, but they should, that, vitamin D is way more effective, than the flu shot, and just natural home remedies that, and I noticed that's not on any of the major media outlets that, this is how you can avoid the flu because it's going to take out of their profits. That's the thing. Oh, yeah. It's going to take, right.
And if people want to see how the government railroaded people into buying pharmaceutical products, intimidating them into giving their consent. Of course, now they say they don't even need our consent. They're just going to do it to us. Go back and look at that full 60 Minutes report that they did before the pharmaceutical companies owned all the major media companies. You can find that report about the swine flu vaccines in 1976. And, of course, Rob Dew did a great job putting that together with some other issues that have come up in a combination. So you can see that report on Alex Jones's channel. Thanks, Terrence. And I got to say, the argument that Hitler made the trains run on time is kind of like, so what? I could care less. And we need to adopt the attitude that my freedom, the respect for me as an individual is not up for sale for the sake of effectiveness, for national security purposes, to save my life. I don't care. You know, if you give up your freedom for the promise of security, you're not going to get it. You never have. And people need to understand that whenever you see these authoritarian appeals, and understand that what we're talking about with vaccines is essentially removing informed consent. That was at the essence of what was going on in these death camps that they were experimenting on people for. That's what they came up with in Nuremberg. They said, you know, the fundamental problem that we need to guard against is allowing this notion in here that informed consent doesn't matter. It is paramount. It is paramount. Individual liberty is paramount. You will never have prosperity. You'll never have security if you don't have liberty first. So don't talk to me about making things work on time. Don't talk to me about being safe. I'm not interested. Talk to me about liberty. Talk to me about respecting me as an individual. Then I'll listen to the rest of what you've got to say about vaccines or whatever. But until we get to that point, we don't have anything to talk about. If you're going to cover up the studies that have been done with the pharmaceutical companies, and you're not going to release that information to people, you're going to redact the companies that were involved in adverse effects. If the FDA is going to do that, don't talk to me about any of these other things that they're trying to mandate to me. We're not even going to get to that point. Let's go to Steve in Florida. Steve?
Yeah, hey, good afternoon. Hey,
Hi, first of all,
I just wanted to put out there to help you out. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny referred to it's Barbara Lowell Fisher's website that's been on Alex's show before. It's NVIC.org.
Thank you. That's NVIC. National. I think it's NVICAdvocacy.org, wasn't it? Or was that NVIC.org?
NVIC.org, because I get their newsletters through email.
Okay, good.
And it's National Vaccine Information Center. There's a lot of good information on there. She actually has a son that was brain damaged by vaccines. That's why she got into this.
If they go to that site and get on that list, and they'll get alerts and updates about what's happening in your particular state. You'll find out what's going on so you can take action, support the right bills, oppose the wrong ones. Thank you so much, Steve. Go ahead.
Yeah, before I get to what I called about, which is the vaccines and a personal experience, just want to say you were talking about corporations, which does tie in with the vaccine. People don't realize that, and you know this, we've been run by a corporation as a nation since the 1800s, and that is D.C.
Yes.
The District of Corruption. I propose that we should really rename our capital, switch it, and this would tie in with the banks, fittingly, C.D., which is corporations deified, because these people think they're gods and they can just do whatever they want to support their god, the god of this world, Satan, who wants to destroy everything that God has created. That's what this all comes down to.
I agree. I understand that. You know, we talk about the Constitution because it's important that people understand the fraud that's being perpetrated on them. These people swear allegiance to the Constitution, say that it gives them their authority. They come in swearing allegiance to a king, and they are the stewards, but they are dishonest, evil stewards who then ignore everything that the Constitution says. I'm sorry, go ahead with your comment on vaccines.
Okay. I've had a couple of run-ins with CTS. In Texas, and the second one, we had a child that died back in 2003. Those vultures showed up at our door pretty much the next day after, and it was just a freak occurrence. He got sick, died from an autoimmune disease. But anyway, a doctor at Texas Children's actually signed a consent form for them to do this while the head doctor was against it. And what I wanted to say is this. That was a situation where we had no say in them showing up. We were cleared from their so-called investigation, but think about this. We've had put in place the NDAA. They're trying to get people's guns. We've got Codex Alimentarius still in the wings to take away all the supplementation, the good stuff that will help people. Now they're pushing the vaccines. So you put all that together, and we're going to have the Nazi Holocaust with the secret police and Stalin and Mao and all that times a thousand on steroids. I mean, this is a nightmare, and so people really need to wake up and get involved opposing this and not go, well, you know, I'll just trust the Lord, or it doesn't affect me, out of sight, out of mind. I'll do a deal with it when it comes to my doorstep. It is going to. And like Alex said, it's already coming in your home through the propaganda they put out through the media. People need to wake up and understand that when it gets to the point where they are secretly taking you off, putting you in one of their camps, and then forcibly vaccinating you to sterilize and kill you, it's going to be too late. You need to wake up now.
Absolutely. I couldn't say that any better than you did. It is, Christians have, and everybody has, a right to protect themselves, to protect their family. At this point in time, when we see this explosion of technology, when we see this concentration of power in the hands of a few that technology is giving them, that should make everyone very afraid. We need to work harder than ever to make sure that the fundamental principles of individual liberty, things like informed consent, are established even more firmly than they've ever been, because the potential for abuse, the downside potential, is so much more dangerous than it has ever been. Let's go to Shane in Montana. Shane.
Hi, David. How are you today?
Doing good. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm reporting live here from Montucky. I was just wondering what theme of region that puts me in.
I don't know. I don't have the map in front of me, and quite frankly, I could care less about their designations. Go ahead.
Right. My topic today is about drones. Such thing as schools of death drones. Have you ever heard of such thing, David?
Schools of death drones. Are you talking about like a swarm of small drones?
Yes. Well, I'm in Montana here, and it seems to be live. I've had these people, you know, 4 years they've been following me around here, and, you know, it seems that people don't look up in the sky anymore. I don't get it. It's like their perception is foggy. I don't know.
Well, people just don't look at anything anymore. I mean, you know, we were talking to one of the pioneers in artificial intelligence yesterday in the program, and I said, maybe we don't have to worry about the machines becoming super intelligent. Maybe we've got to worry about the humans becoming super idiotic, you know, descending into an idiocracy. Thanks so much, Shane. We're going to be right back with a couple more of your calls. And in the next segment, Alex Jones is going to be joining us one more time.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The month of February is all about Valentine's Day. Big heart-shaped boxes filled with delicious candy. What if we, the Patriots, hijacked Valentine's Day and instead made it about human liberty and individual empowerment? I'm all about human potential. I'm all about the individual being empowered. The establishment is the opposite. That's why they spike our water with fluoride, GMO, estrogen mimickers, and the rest of the garbage. InfoWars is striking back in the month of February with Human Empowerment Month. How we can come together and win the human race. And to celebrate the kickoff of Human Empowerment Month, we're slashing prices on InfoWarsLife.com products like Super Male and Super Female Vitality. The sale is only running for the month, 20% off, and there's a lot of other powerful specials at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com, celebrating human potential in the month of February. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to find this special and many others in the month of February. Again, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com, so I'm here totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know, plus you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548, or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones. Adam Show. I'm David Knight. I apologize for the callers who are on hold. We're not going to have time to get to any more callers tonight. We've got Alex Jones coming up in just a moment. And before we get to him, I wanted to cover a couple of articles that I think are pretty amazing. Of course, it's about the 2016 election, or I guess I should say the selection. The candidates are being selected right now by the rich moneyed interests. We've got an article up on Infowars.com. Jeb Bush exposed, part two. He thinks the unconstitutional NSA spying is, quote, hugely important. Yes, it is hugely important, but not in the way that he thinks. He thinks it's hugely important that we continue this unconstitutional, illegal action. And as the story that we've got out on Infowars.com from Liberty Blitzkrieg says, I can't imagine a more odious, absurd scenario than being forced to choose between another Bush and another Clinton. And guess what? When we look at Hillary Clinton, there's articles that are up on the Washington Free Beacon talking about how she is taking money from the United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, Oman, Australia, Germany, a Canadian government agency promoting the Keystone Pipeline. They're all giving money to the Bill and Hillary Clinton Foundation. We've always heard from, it was H.L. Mencken that said, an election is an advanced auction of stolen goods. Well, the auction is running right now, and guess who is in front? It's Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton raking in the money. And as we see another story, Jeb Bush says he believes in the amnesty bill with all of his heart and soul. Meanwhile, we see even Chris Ruddy, the conservative who attacked the Clintons, was one of their nemesis in the early 90s, going after the Vince Foster death. He's now going to give them $1 million for their foundation. They have collected billions. Well, here's Alex Jones wrapping up the show. He's got a word from that he's recorded with us. Here's Alex.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to conclude this original live global transmission, this February 20th, Friday, worldwide broadcast. But I will be back in studio Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we'll have another report, another special report I'm filing tonight on the Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to just say great job to David Knight hosting, and I want to say great job to the entire crew and the work they've been doing, and all of you, the listeners, whose prayers and financial support has made all of this possible. We are continuing to expand the InfoWar. We already have cable systems in places like Houston carrying the Nightly News. We are set to launch on satellites very, very soon. It's very exciting what's happening, but the enemy is going to come after us. You need to understand that I'm willing to really go with these people head on. I've gone through a lot of crap over the years, and I've only been blessed because I've stood up to these tyrants. But whatever happens, it's in God's plan. But I'm not going to stand here idly by, and I know you're not, while tyrannical, anti-human, anti-God, anti-family world government is established. For everybody that said the New World Order is coming someday and the technocracy is coming and the rise of the machines is coming, it's here. We're 2015. Everything's compressed. The big waves of change are coming. We need to ride those waves, surf those waves, survive those to be a remnant to rebuild civilization after this tech war that's coming. We're already in the first days of it. We see wars, proxy wars with Russia, proxy wars in the Middle East, our borders wide open, our sovereignty ignored, the presidency becoming a dictatorial office for the globalists. And we're seeing the same technocrats installed in places like Italy, where they just install the president unelected. I mean, this is an unprecedented time, folks. You're seeing the rise of tyranny. And if it wins, at least for a season, they'll write the history books and they'll be the good guys. But this is just what we saw in World War II and other cases. This is totalitarian takeover. It's a corporate anti-free market takeover. And we're resisting it here. We're the tip of the spear worldwide. And I'm very honored to be your host. Please join us, and please ask your friends and family to join us this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., and I'll be back live hosting all week long next week. Again, God bless you all. I want to thank God for all the blessings and the hedge of protection. I want to pray for protection for patriots worldwide. And I'm Alex Jones signing off for InfoWars.com and the syndicated radio transmission.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network. from the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself. Our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.